Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. Tonight you're watching the after show for Greenleaf, and we are joined by Noah Kendall, played by actor Ben Patterson. Stay tuned for more.
Stop headphones. Totally.
Wow, welcome fans. Welcome to Greenleaf After Show.
Yeah.
We are here with Noah Kendall from Greenleaf.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Shaka Strong.
Hey guys, it's your host Stacey. Yeah, you guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace.
You already know. My name is Mr. Carter. Y'all can find me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
And thank you for having me. I am Benjamin Patterson. You can find me on Instagram at Benjamin Patterson All Day and Instagram at Ben Just Creates.
Yes.
Awesome. This is exciting.
Mr. Noah's in the building.
Ooh. In the house.
I have had some critiques for you, but we're not going to get into it just yet. I'm going to wait a second. I'm going to warm him up.
Yeah. Well, this was a really fun episode.
Yeah.
I like this episode a lot. We started off with some good news, you know, Kevin and Charity. So let's just jump right in.
Yeah.
Let's just jump into that relationship. Let's just dissect it from start to finish.
Let's get into
the pettiness, y'all. The pettiness. What I love is that we watch the show together, so you guys can all, we can hear each other's reactions. And right. Ben getting to sit in on me, freaking out.
Yeah.
And
all types
of, you know, the moments, like, Twitter, I'm sure you're freaking out because I couldn't even be with you and the TV. I couldn't. But you know how I feel.
Yeah, what did you guys think about the developments?
Well, shout out to the fact that they have they're pregnant,
right?
You know, yeah, shout out to the fact that they are pregnant,
yeah.
But the whole transpiring of, you know, catching him on his little app,
right? We can't even say what app.
We don't even know what app it is, y'all. But it was an app.
Yeah. Like, that's it was all modern. It kept the modern.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Sure, right. The Facebook present, and the,
right. He was swiping.
Yeah, he was swiping left and swiping right, y'all.
Can't do that.
So yeah, interesting.
it's just interesting because I love the development of Kevin's like layers.
Yeah.
What I love is they didn't just give us one episode, this is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, they're giving us like the look first, and now we have the swipe, and then we have the second look.
And
I'm like, by the seventh episode, I don't know what.
Because that was a lot.
Yeah.
The way it just kind of popped on the screen was very quick. And if you didn't look and catch that shit, y'all, then you already know.
You
like,
missed it.
You missed it. But
yeah,
I was like,
everything,
whoa.
That happened so quick because everything else before was just like about the situation.
Right.
You know, like,
tea.
He gave him a look.
Right.
But this was like he's actively.
Yeah, y'all.
But the thing is, I don't think he's still pursued anything yet. Is
girl, the app is enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah.
But
I know
that's
firsthand, girl,
action.
The app is enough. The app is enough.
Hot pursuit.
I think it's really fascinating to see everyone's reactions as it's going because the last time I saw or heard this was at a table read,
right.
And not seeing how people actually in the moment
it.
Are living in it, and it's actually really fascinating.
Isn't
it's really
it crazy?
Inspiring.
What was your reaction at the table read?
Yeah.
I was like,
so how do you guys get the full moment when it's a table read? Because are you doing the action as well?
Minimally, you basically we get the script maybe a day or so in advance. So you can actually read through it, kind of just know the pacing of how everything is going. Mm-hmm. But the writers are there. We do it kind of a Skype situation. So we're all sitting there as a cast. Mm-hmm. And everybody just kind of sees where they're going to be at. And then they just read it. So you don't really have time to really digest it.
Mm-hmm.
And with the more dialogue you have, obviously, the more you can get into it. But I was kind of like, huh, damn.
Right,
because
right.
You hear stuff for the first time, and then once it's actually being played out in front of you, you really get like a really good taste of what's going to happen.
Yeah,
I don't know where that's going to go. I didn't really see Kevin taking that route. I thought it was going to be sort of like
I thought it was
going to
be more gradual.
Really,
that was too... Y'all, that was too soon for me.
I don't think it was.
Like, we knew. I think we knew, but we didn't. Like, that was just blatant in y'all face. I wasn't ready.
I know.
I'm
impressed with the pace because I was scared. After the first look, I was like, the second episode could be, he's like, behind somebody's back.
You thought it was going to be action.
I did.
Oh,
so
wow.
I appreciate that it's like, now we're getting
to graduate. I don't know.
I thought there'd be a lunch with the guy, and then maybe they would talk some. I thought there'd be.
But
some
if you
more.
Think about how things are kind of paced today,
right.
People don't usually wait for that. Let's date or let's lunch.
Right.
It's like.
But wait, y'all. Next episode, we don't know because after the app, y'all.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
Next week, you might get that lunch you're talking about. You might get that lunch you're talking about. Oh my god! Oh my god!
That's hilarious.
So, well, we did have them giving the good announcement of the twins at the dinner table, but that brings us to another another relationship of Carissa and Jackie. Oh my gosh.
Like I say every week, Miss Kim Hawthorne, come in the studio so we can chit chat.
Your character, wow.
Because your character lit. I mean, y'all, every time I'm speechless with her, it's too much, and it's not enough at the same time.
She's everything.
It's everything.
Slammed that phone down, she was just like,
I called it. I'm like, something's coming, y'all. There's no reason. She's not even looking at Charity. Like, she don't even care about the news. So I don't know. I mean, what do you feel? Like, you're also one of the couples on the show. So you guys, every time, like our first week, we really dissected like every character. I mean, every couple had their thing. Mm-hmm. So looking at the other couples, like, how do you see it? Like,
I feel like she was at the breaking point, but didn't realize that she had more to break. And Jacob similarly was like, look, I'm done. I'm gonna just drink and I'm gonna just kick it and I don't even care. And I think what's really cool about their dynamic is something about him still cares and she's still like, but you're doing this.
But you're not showing it.
You know, and then he surprises her with something that shows, oh wait, he really does care, and then he texts by accident. Yeah. Like that missed text is a doozy.
But what about the, so he's showing he cares, he says, I'm gonna give up the Heisman. Oh, what did that mean?
I'm still not sure what that meant.
LOL at the joke, but I do want to say shout out to the fact that he spoke. Because remember last week when we were speaking on this relationship and I was like, give him time. I feel like he said, you know, just because he's not speaking doesn't mean that he wasn't taking the information in. Right. So this episode, we got a little more out of him during their therapy session. Yeah. So shout out to you, Jacob, for doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
fine, whatever, Carter. I have to give him his props.
I have to give him his props because he's opening up little by little, but it's baby steps. Their relationship is screwed, y'all.
I know, he's gonna give up the mistress for a trip to Vegas.
And that's the deal. I mean,
like,
that was a little ultimatum-y.
It was a little petty. Their relationship makes me sad because Ben, we were talking about this the first maybe 2 weeks we met this couple. The first week, she's kind of like, okay, don't have your girl disrespect me. Like, keep the texting on the down low, which is like, okay, so. Carissa knows, but she has something in it for herself. And then she switches up and she's like, listen, I need therapy because I think we both need a next level.
Yeah.
And now it's, you know, it's just so many extremes with them, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Okay. You know, like,
well,
it's
because
like,
I think she also sees that if she were to leave that relationship, she's leaving a lot of the perks of the Greenlee family, which is pretty much the underlying thing of a lot of these relationships.
Yeah.
Like, you pull yourself out, you're going to rip off all this. You're going to come out with
all
like
the glitz and the glamour. As a
character, though, I think that relationship humanizes her because she's a hard, hard woman, but that's where you see her vulnerability.
Right.
And so I like that, like, as a character, she feels very complete. She's not like just one thing.
Yes, I agree. I love that. Mm. And yeah, so, the depth in this show in general is very amazing, by the way. All of you guys have a lot of depth. Yeah.
Thank you.
And it takes me to another, it's not even a relationship, it's Lady May. She really kind of comes out of her own in this, because this was the first episode I realized, oh, she's a partner with the Bishop.
Yeah.
She's like a real partner.
She's not just wife.
Right. Yeah,
what did you guys think of just that, her whole kind of coming out, I think?
It's her. This is Lynn's character. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to say she's typecast, but in a sense, in every movie that she's played in that I've seen, she kind of has a similar role. Yeah. She has that very strong, that look.
The eyebrows.
Them eyes, y'all.
I need a new person.
I mean, if I'm telling you. It's the look.
Yeah.
So, like I said, in every role that I've seen her in, she has that similar, just that mystery. It's kind of hard to pinpoint it, but you know that she's always a very strong individual in whatever role that she plays.
Yeah.
So I can respect that in her.
I love that.
Yeah, and Lady May.
Yeah, I love that kind of behind the scenes thing where she tries to get Connie and then she's working with Fred now. She's called him up. But it seems like the Bishop may have the last word on that.
The thing is, it totally worked, though. Regardless if he had the last word or not, Connie's back at the church. So I guess it worked. You know, like, whatever she did. Because, I mean, her whole goal at the end of the day was to get Connie back, at least for this episode.
Yeah.
So I was just intrigued by how... I love that you said partner, because you're very right. Yeah. I didn't... You know, she was speaking up a lot more, and she was just kind of like, she handles her own thing. She doesn't have to... You know, when she said, he doesn't call me anywhere. He doesn't summon me anywhere. I was like, oh,
Because it's easy for her to play the subservient role. It could almost be set up that way. Yeah. But she says she's taking the office back and she's coming back. She don't want my office. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That girl's gone.
Yeah. That was a whole... I'm so sad, Chris. Are we going to see Kristen anymore?
I'll let tune in next week.
Dang it, I really thought we built a relationship for you to tell me. Dang it.
We've been trying to get all the tea, y'all.
Nothing.
All the tea.
I would love to. Because
I love her, and we definitely want you in studio as well. So I'm like, her character was, to me, like, I never thought she just wanted to cheat. I needed to know what was going on. Well, so the fact that that happened, I'm like, if she's fired,
I think we still need some more, a little bit more backstory.
Absolutely.
And the wife lady makes so upset with Gigi. Like, she just seems to almost not like.
No, but remember the very first episode when she was like, what she said, those damn y'all, what was that sentence? Please, on the comments, leave the caption, leave what she said, because she said something very powerful.
Got back?
When she got, remember, she looked her in the eye and said something, and Jeezy was like, I'm not coming to start any trouble.
Right. Right. So remember? I hope you didn't come back to
exactly,
sow
seeds. Exactly. Yeah. Right, yeah, something like, so it was like,
you didn't come.
I don't know. Like, she already had it out for Gigi in her head. Like, why are you here?
Right.
It didn't feel very mother-daughter.
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. So,
well, I think a part of that might be stemming from, so, you know, she lost her daughter, mm-hmm. and the other daughter, you know, the whole conversation in the car with the bishop, you know, that whole, the animosity, I think, is because she possibly believed her, but wasn't able to convince, you know, the bishop.
Yeah.
So she had to side with the bishop. You know what I mean?
And this was interesting that the bishop was so forceful. He said, if I believed it, he'd be dead, essentially.
Yeah.
And so that was refreshing for me to see, because I really thought they had swept it under the rug.
Yeah.
Where it seems more like he just doesn't believe it happened.
Yeah. I actually enjoyed that scene so much because, first of all, my gosh, the bishop's character is so much more than I, like, imagine. I guess I had this, like, originally this mega church kind of outlook to it, like they're gonna play him up as like the bad guy but the good guy. Like, I didn't know what to expect, but I just think that he's like the father, the grandfather, the husband. He's just got so many roles. Yeah. Like last week we got to see him with Sophia, and he's just got so much more than I expected, and I love it. And his relationship with Gigi, that car scene, really, they're close.
That's the deal.
They're close. Like,
I knew they were close
respect.
When she came back and had an office.
It's because he keeps calling her pastor. Yeah. I'm like, stop.
And even taking her advice in the hospital. You know, of course, it was the spirit that moved him. Not me.
Right.
But, you know.
Spiritually speaking. I didn't do it for you.
Right.
I did what the Lord told me.
Oh,
my God. Wait, do that again.
Shout out to Keith David.
I didn't do it for you. I did what the Lord told me.
Oh, my God.
In that same tone.
If you're listening on iTunes, your life just got made. Oh, my God. If you have to make it right just to stop and do it again, totally get it. Wow, that was good.
One of the things about that scene that also made me go, what happened those 20 years ago?
Because
they're painting such a vivid picture of 20 years ago, and it makes me want to know what happened between Gigi
only
and
Noah
you.
Only Noah can tell us.
Because Noah is like, he's not trying to leave. It's been 20 years. What happened? Y'all were in it.
I know.
It's obvious. Y'all obviously left on terms that... We're not. You guys didn't get any closure. That's kind of odd.
Right.
If you watch the end of three, they almost leave it to your imagination. But basically, if you watch three, we end up on the park bench and we're talking. And I open with, so
that's where
why
we were like,
you left.
What?
We were very mad at that. Was it all of us? Okay, great. Because I was PO'd. She did not need to tell you all that information because you are engaged.
Wrong place, wrong
time. To a
very
beautiful woman.
Because your face showed that you had feelings.
That you still care.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Let's talk about that, Noah.
Well, the thing about it is I feel like Grace felt that she did him wrong, and he left thinking, wow, I really messed this up, but it wasn't him. So it was like this kind of fairy tale relationship. And I think, I don't know if it's explained, but my father worked for the Greenlee family as well.
Mm.
So I grew up in their family.
Okay.
And so when he passed away, I essentially started working with them.
Yeah.
And then when we broke up and she left, you know, I was still kind of feeling raw about it, but she felt like, look, I need to let you know, this is the real reason why I left.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's over.
Yeah. That's what I didn't like.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm asking you as Noah or as Ben, but did you want her to tell you that? Like, does it make you happier that you know that she didn't leave because
as the character, it does bring a sense of relief that it wasn't, you know, hey, we should see other people.
Right.
Because we were in love. You know what I mean? We were in love. We were waiting.
Clear,
we were saving ourselves. We were doing all the things by the book. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, you know what? We shouldn't. This isn't right. And then, you know, like, huh? you know, because we're both church and we're all this and that. So as the character, it infuriates me that that's the reason why, but it also gives me a sense of relief.
Right.
You know, but then it also adds this dynamic of, well, hold up now, because you were my it.
Yes. Yeah.
You were my boo. But, you were my Roni.
Oh, my God.
And right now, though, I feel like you have the most respectable character on the show. Like, you're the one character who's doing everything right for the right reasons.
Yeah. I can definitely agree with that.
Thank you very much.
But you got some shit you still got to work out with Gigi. I can see it. You got some shit you and Gigi need to work out. Y'all need to talk. It's still a lot of talking that you guys have to do.
I think that we do need to talk. I think that Noah has to let the feelings out. Otherwise, it'll just fester and be in his mind, and he'll just be in his head, and it'll ultimately, you know, cause an argument.
Affect your relationship. Yeah.
You know, cause
now
a fight.
That, because you're here, I have to ask you that scene where you shot, it was you, Gigi, and Isabel. You guys went to dinner together. Mm. Can you just talk to us a little bit about that
what
scene?
What was the sense? What was the sense in that? What were you thinking to even set some shit like that up, bro? I was like, what
as the
in
script
the
said.
Right. This is going in on him.
And I was like, she said it. Well, cool. And it's interesting because the way they edited it, we actually shot that scene one way where I was outside. I was like, hey, let's go to dinner. And then the second way we shot it was inside the corridor. And she was like, are you sure? I'm like, it was her idea.
Right.
And I'm still thinking like, okay, this is cool. Watching it, Isabel is sizing her up.
Absolutely.
And it's like, you're then, I'm now.
She said, oh, we're so different.
We were saying that. We were like, oh my God, that was not shade. Like,
I'm talking about.
she is the, I swear, shout out to Anna, because she's my hope,
amazing.
My homegirl.
I love her.
She says some of the simplest one-liners, like, oh, I'll pray for you.
That's what I'm saying. She was like,
and
I'll
do
that.
It's the way. What did I say? I call them flower, when my teacher called them flower bombs.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, they're low blows, but the way you do it, it's like in a
it
way
smells
that
good.
Is, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It smells good. Exactly.
We're so different. That scene was incredible. Like, that's when we decided, okay, so drama's happening.
Yeah.
Because at first, you know, even though even first episode when Sophia was like, hey, is this your ex dude, mom? Obviously.
From day one, we were
like, okay, so something's going on here. But I was so excited because it's Anna playing this. I'm like, no, Isabel's got him. It's okay. So lies. No. Like, I don't think Isabel has you hooked yet. I think you still are about to... You can't spoil it, fine, but...
I can't spoil it.
Well, no, he's moving, so we know he's devoted. He's moving.
Yeah, we're going to Colorado.
Right.
Ski instructor.
You sounded very hesitant.
Yes.
That okay was very just like, okay, I'm gonna say okay because... That's the male, okay.
Exactly.
I get that. That's
exactly.
The man, okay.
But I think Noah's a character that's going to try. I think he's going to try.
Yes. Yeah. Noah has a loyalty that is that is undeniable. Mm-hmm. And which,
no, I agree.
Which is one of his, it's a blessing and it's also like a downfall.
Yeah.
Like when you're loyal to one person, then if that loyalty is what's, you know, always in your character, then you're going to be loyal to everybody. So that's going to cause a problem, you know, because two people aren't going to agree, and then you got to be loyal to both, and it's a problem.
It's going to be an interesting little development to see where that goes. What did you guys think towards the end? We had Jacob and Carissa, and Jacob says he realizes she's right. Is he coming back on board? Like, because there was when the earlier scene was set up, she was letting him know that we have to have a plan. Grace is back.
Yeah.
They seemed united until he kind of had his own extra thing.
Right.
But is he coming back home? Is he...
But if he is, he's only... It's not about Carissa. It's still about him. You see, you know, she said, are you going to talk to me? How about let's talk about the text or the dinner table or the fact that our kids just went to bed? Like, can we talk about us? That's what I was hoping she was saying. And then, you know, she tuned in when he was like, you were right about church. And she was like, oh, yeah. And I'm like... You guys, this is why your relationship at the core is not together, because they both have their eye on the prize, is what I'm starting to see about Jacob as well.
Yeah.
Because I thought Chris
definitely... I think recently...
Jacob's recent.
Because he's lost
exactly.
His real prize.
Yeah, he's got to find something to cling to. And ultimately, it's dad's love.
Yeah.
You know? Because when he looked at him like, I don't have a place. Like, huh?
But didn't he deserve that?
But remember, he's always been trying to like get into leadership. Remember, and the dad always has kind of put him aside. So it's kind of like, I don't know. And then now he has resentment towards Gigi. Like, why?
I know,
that
had exactly.
nothing to do with her.
Charity does, too.
And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know.
It just that feels like everyone is like, getting strong enough to comfort Gigi together.
They really can. They feel
like it's like, why? Everybody got their own little nitpick or thing that they got to nitpick with her. And it's like, why?
And
like,
she's kind of
she's really doing her own
yeah.
thing. She's really handling her own thing behind the scenes. And everybody got something to nitpick with her. And I'm like, she's not even thinking about y'all. Like, she's like totally in her own little, you know, detective yeah. agent trying to handle her business. I don't even know why everybody's on her like
but
that.
But Ben said it the best. The dad's love
like
the
what
core
happened?
Of everybody.
Yeah. What happened still in the past that has everybody
yeah.
on Gigi
okay.
like?
Okay, you're right.
And something
right.
is
of course,
very good.
You're
something
right.
is it's, like.
Especially the mom. That to me is
yeah,
like the
like
saddest
she
one.
She just seems like she's plotting against her daughter.
Yeah,
and
it's hard.
I feel like at some point she's going to need someone to lean on. I'm wondering who it could be. But
that's a really good point.
Because I feel like Noah's a rescuer too, so he may come to the rescue.
I can't with him. I can't. I love the characters, but I want
this
one couple to make
you.
It. That's
it
what I'm saying. Like,
for you.
I don't see what couple's gonna make it. That's what
yeah,
I'm,
you want,
I that's
don't
what
either.
I'm sad about.
It's like everybody. I'm not. Bishop I want to hope for everybody right. to get it together, but. So
no
much
way.
Shit is happening. It's like, mm-hmm. y'all, mm-hmm. these problems are deep. Like, y'all got to solve these problems before y'all can get to back to love.
Yeah
back to a better place.
We almost forgot about the biggest character in this episode was the damn jet. Like,
yeah.
like
yeah. okay, shout out to the jet, y'all. Shout out to the
aviation.
Jet.
Yeah.
jet emoji.
Every we keep talking about, just buy the jet, call it a day.
Jesus Christ, y'all. This jet.
It was a lot.
And
I
some
mean,
of that was actually pulled from actual headlines of, I think, of like late 2015.
Oh, my wow. God. It was Creflo Dollar.
Yes.
It was Creflo Dollar. Oh,
yes.
my gosh. That's interesting.
I
Did you guys
that.
Hear what's going
no.
on? So
no.
Creflo Dollar has a huge mega church as well, and he bought a jet with, I think, with congregation money, basically saying, like, it's to spread the word and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, what do y'all need a jet for? that kind of thing. So
wow.
I'm going to leave it there.
Right.
Do your research. But, yeah, that
yeah.
is...
Yeah,
good and writing, Craig,
yeah, that,
right?
That might be
Craig.
Something
yeah.
that brings them down because that's oh. especially when the one guy mentioned so close to the audit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that doesn't look so good, but I guess that kind of brings me into predictions.
Okay,
so let's do our predictions yeah. for the.
Prediction.
And I also want to ask,
yeah,
right.
how close
do drugs.
Is Noah? How close is Noah to the pastor's? I guess ordeals. Like, would you know something about the audit? Are you going to be there to protect anything? How much do you know when it comes to like the
I
family's
think
inner stuff?
The best way to answer that is Noah is kept in the loop on everything that he will honestly pursue, and kept out of the loop on stuff that he would have to honestly pursue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they know.
They
that
know
was
who
hot.
Noah is.
Yeah.
That was hot.
That's yeah. yeah. That's
that
Noah in a nutshell. I get it. I love it. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Carter, want to start?
Predictions.
Okay. Well, I'm really tied to Jacob and Carissa's relationship. Like
yeah.
I said, I'm at a point where I'm kind of rooting for him. But to kind of sum it up, I don't think that their relationship is going to last. I think that the love is truly gone because I think that the trust will not be able to be rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do think that they may be able to work through their marital problems, but I don't think they'll ever be able to love each other again.
Yeah. Oh,
so I'm interested to see where their relationship is going to go. Like I said, Jacob still seems a little reluctant, but he's speaking more, so baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give you a prediction.
Yeah,
I can't make predictions.
Like, we really try. We only leave a moment
know
of silence.
Everything.
We're like, moment of silence? No? Okay.
I predict on page 5.
you guys know, so I definitely, you know, I love Chris and Jacob's relationship, but I'm actually going to skip over to Gigi giving what I assume is she's going to be doing the sermon next week based on the commercial. So I just. I'm scared because she's not going to do what her dad expects her to do, is what I'm assuming. I think that it's going to be a lot more spite because of what we're seeing with her mom and that relationship. And her mom is obviously not going to be cheering for her, so she's going to be like, I can show you.
Mm.
So I don't know what that's going to foster, but I'm nervous for her to be preaching next Sunday for some reason. I don't know if she's there yet, like, just for herself. Because I know you're saying she's kind of got her own thing, but... People hating on her.
She's
and
still
when
there
people
for,
hate on you.
I think
you,
she's going to be up there for faith. And that could be interesting.
Oh, that could be interesting. Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's even
that,
scarier, actually.
Because we saw who walked in, and she looks over, she's like, oh.
Oh,
yeah.
my gosh.
That was like a gut check
yeah,
moment, right?
Yeah,
I thought it was, yeah.
Okay, so with that, Okay, pause on her. Pause on you, Gigi. And because the guy who plays Noah is here, I'm definitely predicting that... What episode are we in?
Five.
By seven, he's going to cheat. Okay. That's what I think. That's what
she,
I think.
I've
said it from the... That's what I think.
No faith in you, bro.
No faith.
I don't know. That's what I think.
I'm going to give my prediction on it. I think they need to leave one character unscathed, and I think it would be Noah. I think Noah's more likely to break up with the girl. I mean, it'll be dirty. It won't be, like, nice. But, you know, I think he's more likely to break up with her than cheat.
To cheat on her?
They have to have one character that we all can have some hope in, right?
I love it, but... I don't
we
know.
We have faith in him.
We do.
Again,
I don't.
But still, like, there's the Gigi. Him and Gigi.
The Gigi thing is.
But you don't have to cheat.
Dangerous.
You can break
he
up
is
and
in
then
very dangerous
move
territory
on.
Right now.
Team Gino.
But like he said, he's a loyal character. So, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Now I'm. Nope. Episode 7 or 8. That's all I'm saying. And I'll leave it there.
But I think Chris and Jacob, I think my prediction is they make it. I think that. They're the one couple that's going to have something bigger than themselves to look forward to. And I think when, you know, a couple has something bigger than themselves, even if it's the wrong reasons, but when they can be focused on one thing, and that's like the power grab at the church. And so I think he's coming around to realize, well, that might be all I have.
Yeah.
Mm. So we'll have to see what happens there. Yeah.
Get it
but
together,
hey, if it works,
dreams.
It works.
Yeah. It's sad. I hope, like, when he comes in the studio, I'm going to be like, so I've been yelling at your character for 5 years. I'm so sorry.
But I think that Jet's also going to come into play, because...
Yeah.
You know, the IRS are the one group you don't want to mess with. The IRS will come after. I mean, that's how they got Al Capone, taxes, you know? So that might really come back to bite them. So we'll see where that Jet goes.
Right.
And the app. And I want to know what's up with the app, y'all.
I want to know who he swipes right for. We'll
see. Okay.
I know you can't give us predictions,
interested.
Ben, but yes. Do you have a favorite couple or favorite character? Other than your own.
Other than my own, of course. You know, like I do love the couple, you know, Isabel and Noah.
Yeah.
I do love it because it's like the gate is open and we can see where we want to go. Right. And it's like our life isn't really... bound to this family by blood, although there's the childhood bond with the family, but they're still like, hey, look, if I need to go, I need to go.
Yeah.
With, you know, every other couple, there's, you know, they're married in or they are related. So there is no escape. There is just grow through and thrive and then, you know, die, essentially.
Yeah.
So you're in it. You know, you're in it. So I do love our dynamic the most. And it's going to be fascinating to see how all of your predictions play out.
Oh, my gosh.
And also to see, you know, how a few other characters are actually explored further. Because you haven't seen a lot.
We haven't seen a lot?
Will we
get so much?
Will we get some more backstory or flashbacks? Could you tell us that?
Yeah.
Yes. You'll get some flashbacks, but you'll get a lot of backstory.
Okay. Because I'm just like, I need more. I'm here.
You're going to get some backstory that's going to be like, what?
Okay, we got to talk a little bit off camera. Who's your favorite? Because I'm just excited. I can tell set is probably so much fun, especially with scripts like this and words like this. Who's your favorite person to learn from?
Oh.
So many characters.
You know what? It's a kind of a hard question to answer because Merle is fantastic. And to carry an entire script and to be in all the, you know, all the scenes and all the just the transitions alone, you got to go from here to there. She's phenomenal. I'd never worked with her before. Lynn and Keith, that dynamic is like, okay, I grew up watching these people.
Right. Yeah.
And Greg Allen is somebody else. Like, you haven't even... I mean, you've seen... Because he gives Oprah that look. You know, like, you get some $3, some cheap-ass Jesus with these $3 ticket scratchers. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
And Carissa is the other one. Like, it's ridiculous to watch. And not that Ty and Lamont are phenomenal. I just didn't work with them as much. I did work with Ty, and... a great scene with him, and then I'd never had a scene with Lamont, but me and him, I watched him work, and I'm just like, Jesus, I need to be working out. Like, every scene, I'm like, read my script, just so I'm free enough to do something that's unexpected. And I felt like I held up my end of the bargain on all my scenes, but I think the number one will be Merle, Definitely. Mm. And then Keith Lynn, Greg Allen as number 2/1A, B, and C. Because it's like, how do you pick?
I know.
And I didn't have any scenes with Auntie Mavis, Oprah, but, you know, phenomenal to watch work. You know what I mean? And to see her to just dip into these characters and just be them, you really do feel like, okay, like, this is legit. Like, this is something that you're going to see 5, 6, 7, 10 seasons, you know?
Wow.
Because the characters are so multifaceted and have so much junk.
Yeah.
And so many skeletons and you know. Yeah.
That's our favorite part. Yeah. That's definitely our favorite part. Mm-hmm. We've all agreed on that. Like, the depth
and
is so
good. Yeah, just like, yeah, there was giving just it to no you piece way. By piece.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a That's what I'm like, you said there's more. I'm like, hold up.
It's like each couple could have their own season.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's so much.
Yeah.
I love that. And we already know you guys are getting a season 2. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So exciting.
Yes.
I love that. So, because you know what the end is, mm-hmm. are you scared, nervous, excited for where your character can go in season 2?
Yeah. Excited.
Okay.
Excited. Because, I mean, yeah, just we will talk
I know,
after
I'm
the
like,
finale
because okay.
I will open up like a book.
Okay.
But it's a really wonderful journey that takes place this season.
Yeah.
And everybody's, I mean, you're gonna be like, I guarantee it.
How many more episodes is it?
8 Wait, more, 13.
Okay. Eight.
Oh, 8 more.
Okay,
yes.
Sorry, I cut you off. What did you say?
No.
You said you like.
I don't know.
So
it comes in and comes out.
8 more. Okay.
Eight
wow.
8 more episodes, yeah.
We got a lot of juice.
Okay.
And 6 is going to be a doozy.
Well, 6?
6 is going to be a doozy.
See, okay. I said, oh no, I said 7. Dang it. I said 6.
Oh no. Yeah. They're all going to be doozy.
Okay. We already know now. We already know.
Well, we just got to thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I'm excited to. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
yes.
it.
Everybody.
We love the work you're doing. It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
This is our
Black Hollywood Live.
I guess so this is our We Love You So Much
yeah.
song. Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
Well, guys, tune in here next week, Wednesday at 8 p.m. for our next Greenleaf show. Thank you to actor Ben Patterson, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Woo!
Dun, dun. I know that part.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.